My earliest memories are of wide open skies, big and blue. They sprawled over my small town of Farmington, New Mexico, where I was born in 1961. The gorgeous sunset and the bright moon rose over high, flat mesas that looked as if they'd been painted with watercolors. I guess most of my memories are of what was above me because when you're little, you're always looking up. I looked up to my parents first. As I started school, they moved our family to a 5-acre farm near Florida Mesa, Colorado, in the southwest corner of the state. Dad worked there as a grader operator, building country roads and making ski slopes for a nearby resort. My dad was tall and could whistle like no one else I knew. These were superhero qualities in my eyes. Mom was always cooking or canning our homegrown vegetables, milking cows, or feeding chickens. She also sewed most of my sisters and my clothes. If we needed a tractor driver while we loaded hay, then she drove the tractor too. Dwight was my older brother by 13 months. Sandra, my sister, was born a year and a half after me. From the beginning, we knew Sandra wasn't like everyone else, but we didn't know until she was 9 that she had cerebral palsy, a disorder that affects a person's muscle movements and brain development. Mom and Dad sold the cream from our cow's milk to buy piano lessons, a true luxury for Dwight and me. The day we got our piano was the first day we heard our mom play. It was "Drop Your Lunch Pail Beautiful," even to a first grader. Each day, we had to practice before we could go out to play. Mom sweetened her practice before play rule by saying, "Piano practice will make your fingers faster. You'll be able to catch more frogs." In our home, you could change instruments, but you could never quit. Sandra didn't play the piano, but she loved to sing with others. Drawing and needlework were her style of fun. Dad seemed to always be working, but he found time to make child-sized wooden guitars from strips of plywood, nails, and thin silver wire. Dwight, Sandra, and I took these treasures to our hideouts, where we strummed and sang as if it sounded good. Childhood was happy because my family was happy. We lived simply on our farm, raising our crops, tending livestock, and being fed by both. We were always raising a pig and a calf, usually undersized runts. One of the runt pigs we took under our wing was especially cute and clever. She loved to chew gum. When given a piece, she would pace and stamp at the screen door of our house with impatient little grunts, wanting to be let in. The family would gather for the show, then open the door while one of us gave a running commentary on the little pig's actions. After trotting in, she would set her haunches down in the middle of the hallway rug, put her nose straight up in the air, and smack loudly with her eyes closed. When the flavor was gone, she'd spit out the gum and head back outside. When it came to chores, Dwight and I both bucked bales of hay on and off the hay trailer, mucked out stalls and fertilized the garden, milked cows and mended fences. When we were older, we moved sections of sprinklers across acres of alfalfa and cut and baled hay. On weekends, we ground our own livestock feed, wheat and milo, with some alfalfa, the dustiest, loudest work on the farm. As hard as the work was, it was nice that we could pick some of our chores. Dwight liked the mechanical side of farming and ranching. I preferred the animals. But no matter what we chose, we each had about 2 solid hours of chores a day. My parents made sure we had time for fun, too. Dwight and I explored. We dug for imaginary pirates.